Episode 2303, How to Fight the Undercurrents.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It's Friday. Yay, you made it. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And you know what? Sometimes we just got to let it all hang out. And you got to bring it raw. And that's what we're doing today. Are you ready to learn how to fight the undercurrents? Little did you know that you were going to have to take up boxing when you became a mom. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. When you feel like everything is pushing and pulling against you, learning how to fight the undercurrents will keep you from drowning. Because as a parent, you do feel like you're drowning, right? Who thought? I mean, would you have really said, sign me up to be a mom if you knew that you were going to have to take up boxing for your secondhand sport? But we get that way when it comes to our children, and rightfully so in some areas, right? Because as a parent, we are to protect our child. And then there are times that you just find yourself in situations that you're like, oh my gosh, I never thought I would be here. Never had I dreamed this would happen. Even being a kid, you're like, yeah, I couldn't have forecasted this one. But you have to find a way to keep moving forward. Swimming against the current is exhausting. If you lack endurance and fortitude, you will hit the bottom before you rise to the top. And so think about some of these undercurrents that we face as moms, as dads. You know, what's popular? Whatever's in vogue. It could be anything from what you're drinking, what you're eating, the restaurant that you're going to. You know, it's the popular thing. It's what everybody's talking about, and it seems like it changes every other week. What about friends, right? Those are some undercurrents that your children are fighting. Some of those friends, you're like, oh yeah, they're the best. And others, you're like, I just wish they would stay away from that crowd. Then you got social media. Who has any control over social media? I can remember when some of the social media was just coming out and the kids were begging, oh mom, please, can I be on this? My friend who's 4 years older is on it. And then of course they had an age restriction very early on, little do we remember that far back. And what did we do as parents? Oh, come on now, be honest. It is confession day. It's like, well, if I put, you know, parental guidance and put some boundaries on it, maybe it's okay. We'll just lie about their age. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I tell my children to lie about their age all the time. No one needs to know my child's birthday except my child and us. No, seriously. Maybe they're good close friends and immediate family, but it's not something that you need to be putting out there all over the internet. And so in all honesty, hey, I'm confessing, I said, if you're going to sign up and if I give you permission, you're never going to use your birthday. I know it's fun to get those all those happy birthday wishes, you know, on your Facebook or your Instagram, but no, not with my children. It's not a good idea. But so you look at social media, it can pull you and fast. You know, you just think, oh, I'm just kind of scrolling here. The next thing you know, 15 minutes later, you're like so mad at yourself and you were fine when you started. But now it's like whatever you saw, it triggered something in your head, right? Those are the undercurrents in life. What about entertainment? Movies? You get your Netflix, your Hulu, whatever you're watching. YouTube. What about video games? Come on, gaming is a big thing. Live streaming now. You have kids that are catching things before you even know that they're happening, and they've already watched 15, 20 minutes. And if you're not right there, well, that's it. The damage is already done. And then you have to, you know, factor in the whole idea of personalities. And well, those things are quite interesting, aren't they? Yes, I know. Five children, five totally different personalities, which is wonderful, but makes it a challenge for this mama. And there are times that I'm like, it would be nice if they were all the same. And I'm thinking, no, you don't want a clone. Do I want a clone of me? No, nobody wants a clone of themselves. So it's exciting to see their individual personalities, but it's also very challenging. And it can be that undercurrent, right? Because they can manipulate, right? Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And then this one is the best of all, attitudes. I think attitudes is something that our children really know how to use. And if you have a divided household, whether you're a single parent, whether there's a strain in your marriage, right? If there is a division and mom and dad are not on the same team, you better beware, because these attitudes come in and the kids know it and they're like, oh, I can use this because mom doesn't like me, you know, to act this way or to be this way. And so if I just do this and I get under her skin just enough, then maybe I'll grab her attention. Well, these are all the undercurrents that we face as parents and that our children face, because they're in it. They're trying to swim upstream and we're like trying to pull them to safety, and it's crazy. We have to understand too that just because a temptation is there doesn't mean you have to accept the offer. But that comes with wisdom, doesn't it? Because it's easy to say yes. When you have the influence of others around you, yeah, your children are going to be tempted to want to fit in. You know what it was like being young. You wanted to fit in. No one really wants to stand out, yet we become parents and we're like, we're all about standing out. You need to be different. You need to not get caught up in the crowd. You can't escape those undercurrents if you're willing to ask the tough questions. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Ask the tough questions. If you don't ask them, you'll keep drifting in the direction of the undercurrents, eventually seeking below where you started. The drag and pull will be too great. So you got to ask those tough questions even when you don't want to. Your awareness is your lifeline. And I really want you to think about that. Because in all honesty, I think a lot of parents nowadays are thinking, oh, I got parental controls on this. We can do this. I got to tell you, a parental control is not going to at all stop your child from figuring out what they want to do. They will find a way around it. Because if they don't know how to do it, I guarantee you, YouTube does. I guarantee you, one of their friends does. And they're going to tell them, because they're going to ask them. And then they're going to be like, oh, mom, what she doesn't know, oh, it won't hurt her. Right? You kind of remember those statements when you were just a little thing yourself. So we've got to be willing to ask the tough questions. Your awareness as a parent is your lifeline. So what are some of those questions? Well, I want to give you three of them, and then I want to help you with the redefine. So number one, which direction are you being tempted? Now, you can ask this of your child. You can ask this of yourself. It goes both ways. It's very important because as a parent, we have a direction that we want to go, and sometimes we need to go against the crowd, but sometimes we need to go with it. And it's discerning what is the right move in that particular season and that particular circumstance. So it all comes down to what? Realigning. If you know that your child is going in the wrong direction, you've got to help realign them. Redirect where they are going, right? Number two, what is popular versus what is correct? We already mentioned an undercurrent is popularity. The restaurant, the food to eat, the things to say. Have you ever noticed that there are certain words that come up or certain phrases? And then somehow now they make the dictionary, and I sit here and just shake my head and I'm like, seriously? We're rewriting the dictionary? Oh, what have we come to? But that's for another episode. But when you're looking at what's popular versus what is correct, it all comes down to refocus. We lose our focus. And when you are drifting away from where you need to be headed, right, you've got to learn to refocus. So you've got realign, refocus. And number three, who are you hanging out with? Sometimes we've got to redirect who we think our friends are. Like, oh man, these are my powwows. You know, this is awesome. I love hanging out with them. Yeah, no, maybe not so much. Maybe initially it was a good thing. But then later on, you learn who they are. And then you're like, I don't want my son or daughter hanging out with them. It's hard to redirect. It's hard to refocus. It's hard to realign. But you can do it. And it all comes with consistency. Consistency helps to fight the undercurrents. And that means patience. Because what you think you can change overnight, it doesn't work that way. You've got to be ready to build that endurance and fortitude as a mom. You've got to be ready to have that consistency that says, you know what? I may be tired, I may be exhausted, but I am going to fight for my child. I will fight those undercurrents. And again, understand the word fight here is not physical fighting here. Okay, just want to put that out there because with everything going on in the world today, I feel like we have to, you know, be very direct in what we're saying. But we do have to understand what we're fighting against. And you are fighting against some things. I know there have been some situations with my children that I have thrown up my hands and gotten down on my knees. And I said, Lord, I've done everything on this earth that I possibly can. Heaven's got to take over. Now, you know, I'm a praying woman and I'm definitely a praying mom. And I hold my kids up in prayer every single day. But there are times that I don't even think prayer is enough. When you look at the circumstances and I'm like, seriously, Lord. Take them because I can't. I don't know how to realign, refocus, and redirect. But he does. But understand this too. Don't be a lazy parent. Yep, it's confession day. And there are a lot of lazy parents out there. We are tired. Let's admit it. Fine, take a nap, but then get back up and be a parent. Your job is to parent, not to be their best friend. And it's hard to understand that. And your relationship will change over time as they get older. There will be a shift in that. But if you still have young adults all the way down to itty bitties, then you better believe your job is not to be their best friend. And unfortunately, a lot of our parents out there say, oh, I want to be a best friend with my child. I never had that best friend relationship with my parent. That's because they're supposed to be your parent. They're supposed to guide you. And unfortunately, best friends aren't always the best guides. So be a parent. Stand up for your child. Be consistent. And really help realign, refocus, and redirect. And that means you have to have those tough conversations. You have to ask those tough questions. I know you are a strong mom. So go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.